The trees in the field were hardly moving, but the wind had whipped the leaves in the close into a whirlwind. Matt sat on his suitcase outside Dad's house waiting for the taxi. He watched the shapes the leaves made as they whirled and spun round him. It was odd the way the wind seemed to be trapped within this area. He hadn't noticed it before. It made him uneasy, and he had the strange feeling he was being watched. Had someone been watching the house? Been in the house last night? Had they attacked him? Were they still watching? Would they come back? Matt's stomach felt empty and he shivered despite the morning sunlight. He didn't have to wait long for the taxi and was both relieved and irritated to see that it was the same driver as the previous evening. This time, the man did help Matt with his luggage.
"You off again?" he said. "Don't blame you. Couldn't stick it here myself. Back to the station, then?"
"No," Matt told him as he got in the back of the big car. "I decided there's no point bothering with the train. You might as well take me the whole way, if that's okay." The taxi man reversed the car onto the driveway and turned round.
"So, where to?"
Matt told him, and the driver nodded.
"Take about an hour. Is that okay?"
He really meant, could Matt afford it? "That's fine," Matt assured him. "My aunt's expecting me. She'll pay when we get there." The driver glanced round, grinning.
"No problem, then. Quite an adventure, eh?"
The man spoke most of the way, but Matt hardly listened. There was something niggling at the back of his mind, something the taxi driver had said or done. It echoed something Aunt Jane had said on the phone that made him think again of Dad's message. Matt took the printed copy from his pocket and read it through once more. He couldn't read much in cars or he'd feel sick, so he skimmed through quickly, then looked out of the window while he tried to work out what had bothered him. He replayed Aunt Jane's words in his head, trying to remember what she'd said which had made an impact. A word or phrase, no more. He'd half made a connection just for a second, then it was gone. It was when she'd been saying he could help out on the estate. He glanced at the printed page again, and suddenly it seemed obvious. There, at the end of a sentence, a word broken across two lines and hyphenated. On the screen, it had seemed quite normal, but on the printout with different margins, it seemed as if the word had been deliberately split.